What a beautiful place. What a beautiful place. This is a thought that comes to mind when we find ourselves in locations that seemingly fill us with a sense of profound peace and joy. This experience is common to anyone who has, for example, wandered through the forest and admired the wildlife. The bird songs filling the air and the sound of a running brook with water cascading over the rocks as the sunlight filters through the foliage. Sri Bhagavan agrees that there is happiness when we are in such situations. But what is the source of this happiness? Is this happiness something apart from us? This experience of happiness is similar to the experience that many have when visiting a place of pilgrimage or the ashrama of a great saint, where every particle is charged with the divine presence of the master, and our mind naturally stills, suffusing our being with peace. Maharishi, again, there is happiness at agreeable sights, etc. It is the happiness inherent in the self. That happiness is not alien to us. One is diving into the pure self on occasions considered pleasurable. That diving reveals the self-existent bliss, but the association of ideas is responsible for foisting this bliss onto other things or happenings. In fact, it is within. On these occasions, you are plunging into the self, though unconsciously. If you do so consciously, it is realization. I want you to dive consciously into the self, that is, into the heart. Talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi, number 254. Oh, how wonderful it is to be in such places, and how wonderful it would be to reside permanently in that place which is surcharged with such vibrations, is a thought that arises in many of us. The peace that we experience in such place is a world away from our usual environment and from the concerns that burden the mind during our regular waking hours. Concerns of work, relationships, finances, bodily health, etc. It is, of course, no wonder that when we set foot in places like this, we feel so drawn to the holy atmosphere that it is difficult to pull ourselves away. We compare our workday life to what we experience in these new environs, and we attribute the peace that we feel there to our change in surroundings. We can imagine then how devotees felt when they entered the old hall at Ramanashramam and sat in front of Sri Bhagavan. In fact, we don't have to imagine it, because even now, when we enter the old hall, the same presence of Guru is experienced. That divine grace of the Guru pushes us inwards and enables us to bask in that still, silent state. How fortunate are those who have had the opportunity to sit in the divine presence of Sri Bhagavan. Their words ring forth like a clarion call, inviting us to share that divine bliss which is no less than our own real nature. Many devotees here in the West have expressed their wish to visit Ramanashramam, and those who have been able to do so describe the profound effect that it has had upon them and the deep abiding peace that they experienced during their stay there. That is but natural. Due to various circumstances, such as barriers to travel during the pandemic, other devotees have expressed their regret in being unable to visit there at this time. However, Sri Bhagavan consoles us by explaining that our inability to travel there in no way diminishes the power of the grace of the Self, which is always and everywhere present. When a devotee asked why he felt unhappy in his native place and felt happy in Sri Bhagavan's presence, he replied, "Can this feeling in this place be bliss? When you leave the place, you say you are unhappy. Therefore, this peace is not permanent. Nay, it is mixed with the unhappiness felt in another place. Therefore, you cannot find bliss in places and in periods of time. It must be permanent in order that it may be useful. Such permanent being is yourself. Be the Self, and that is bliss. You are always that." Talks number 653. When devotees spoke of the joy of arriving in India and visiting the ashram, or perhaps compared and contrasted the situation in India, where they felt a sense of peace, to Europe or other parts of the world, Bhagavan stated, "Are you in India now, or is India in you? Even now, this notion that you are in India must go. India is in you. In order to verify it, look to your sleep. Did you feel that you were in Europe or in India while asleep? You were nevertheless existing then, the same as now. Space is in you. The physical body is in space, but not you." Talks number 304. Not only is space in us, time is in us also, because without us, there is no time or space, as he states in Ulladhu Narpudhu, verse 16. Without us, there is neither time nor space. If we are only bodies, we are caught up in time and space. But are we bodies? Now, then, and always. Here, now, and everywhere, we are the same. We exist timeless and beyond space. Bhagavan clearly reassures us that we are not in a place, but the place is in us. The place is within us, as is the peace that we experience there. In response to a request of a devotee to leave his place and the accompanying responsibilities therein in order to obtain this peace, Sri Bhagavan gave the following response. "You should stay just where you are now. But where are you now? Are you in the house, or is the house in you? Is there any house apart from you? If you get fixed in your own place, you will see all things have emerged into you. You will see all things have merged into you. And there will be no cause for such questions as these." Talks number 634. To another young devotee who was looking for a job but did not want to leave the hall due to the peace he found there, Bhagavan replied resoundingly that this peace found in the hall is not actually in the hall, but is to be found only in the stillness of the Self. which is all pervasive. He says he finds peace in the hall and he also wants a job. Evidently, the job must be found in the hall itself so that his peace may not be disturbed. Peace is not in the hall. It is in the repose of the self. It can be gained anywhere. Talks number 300. This part of the article is editor's note. Bhagavan clearly demonstrates that the real peace we are striving for lies not in the place, location, or circumstances, but lies within ourself as our own true nature. When we experience that profound stillness, we are diving into the bliss of our very self, the Atman. Through Atmavichara, self-inquiry, and firmly abiding as ourself, free from the limitations of body, mind, time, and space, we can experience that peace no matter where we may be. As he states in Who Am I? If only the mind is kept under control, what matters it where one may happen to be? This is the great consolation Sri Bhagavan has given to his devotees who may be, for whatever reason, unable to visit his abode directly. It does not matter where we are. At all times and places, we can experience his grace, which is ever flowing and ever accessible.